live. We're at Bitcoin 2013, where you get to, if you're here, you get to meet all kinds of interesting people. Over 1,000 pre-registered, over 100 have shown up at the door so far, and they're currently milling about. Some people are sitting down, enjoying conversations. Some people are examining the various different technologies and companies that are offering things, products, and services at the vendor space. And right now, I'm sure there are also people going out to dinner, meeting new friends, and the various different panel discussions and speeches that have been going on today and will continue going on throughout tomorrow. There's a full day of convention here at the San Jose Convention Center tomorrow. You can get in for $200 or the equivalent in Bitcoin, and tomorrow that'll get you in for all of the sessions. It'll get you in to meet all the great people. And it'll get you into to the great food, too, which has been fantastic, again, in San Jose. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We're going to get back. We'll have another special guest shortly, but we've got some folks that have been waiting very patiently to talk to us about whatever's on their mind. Mike, you're on, listening in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
All right, so I guess I saw something that kind of freaked me out, man. Apparently, there are corporations that are putting patents on human genes. Do you guys know anything about this?
Patenting genes.
Yeah, the human genome has, there have been attempts to patent the human genome, and of course, court cases have to decide whether or not that works.
Yeah, that's a pretty
scary
idea.
There are patents currently for the crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich, too. So, understand that just because somebody put a patent out there doesn't mean that that patent is valid.
Well, there is a certain patent that I know is don't they have right now on a certain gene that makes you at risk for breast cancer. And since they have a patent on this gene, Myriad Genetics is the only company that can give you the test for this to see if you have this gene. And because they're the only company, they're charging people $3,000 to $4,000 just to take this test. Hmm. And it's ridiculous because if they didn't have this patent, I'm sure this test will only be $100 and they're just
If that, yeah. I mean, do you feel served by the U.S. intellectual property system?
What's up?
Do you feel served by the U.S. intellectual property system?
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike, for your call, man. I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront tonight and being so patient as well at 855-450-FREE. Patents, terrible idea. And, in fact, look at Bitcoin and how wonderful it is. And it's not patented. Nobody owns Bitcoin. It's
right,
an
open source
project. Anybody can get involved in it.
People making money on open source projects.
Anybody can copy it. Anybody can modify it. They can launch their own version of it. There's all these other coins out there as well, Litecoin and 7 or 10 or 12 others. I don't even know. But the open source really brings ideas to the forefront, and the best ideas can still win, even though there's not some sort of ridiculous government scheme backing them up. Let's go to also Michael in Virginia Beach. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS.
Hi. Listen, I heard on CNN what I believe to have been the statistic of the week. It was delivered by Senator Barbara Boxer, U.S. Senator from California, and it was delivered during an interview on that network. I'd like to tell you what the statistic is, then I'd like to ask each of you the same question. I hope you'll answer separately so I can keep your answers separated in my mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the statistic. According to Barbara Boxer, there were 26,000 sexual assaults in the U.S. military last year. And half of those assaulted were men, males. Now, here's my question. Do you believe, oh, by the way, I should point out to you that only 10% of our military is composed of women personnel.
No.
Now, here's the question. Do you believe that those 13,000 males that were sexually assaulted, do you believe that it is more likely that they were assaulted by a heterosexual female, or do you think it was more likely that they were assaulted by a homosexual male.
I think it could be a homosexual or heterosexual male. I think it could be a male who's just simply looking to exert dominance. But, Mark, what do you think?
Right, I'd say that it's likely to have been males in that circumstance, and that there's a continuum of sexuality, and that it could be, you know, I don't know where those people self-identify.
Thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. Kyle's on the line listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, I was just curious.
Can't say that on the radio. Goodbye now. So
did you get him?
Yeah, he got.
Okay.
So, sorry, bro. We got a dump machine, and you can't say that.
How long did he wait to say that?
What?
How long did he wait to say that?
He didn't wait very long, actually. So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Everyone sitting in our audience got to hear what he had to say, but our...
I'm sure they've heard about him before.
our radio listening audience did not. So, yep, if you call in and you say something that the FCC doesn't agree with, unfortunately, we have to get rid of you, even though I don't agree with the FCC, and I'd like to see them completely abolished. But that's another story.
Yeah, so, you can talk about roosters all you want, but you know it's when you start suggesting genitalia that's a problem.
So 855-450-FREE, you can call in about absolutely anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. But also, while we're on remote location, as we are here at Bitcoin 2013, we like to introduce you to interesting people who have stories that are unique and something that I think you'll find useful, outrageous in this case. And I want to introduce Shahan Q, who is with us from ZenMagnets.com. Shahan, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
It's great to have you. We actually met today because I was working, as I love to do, at the Free State Project booth here. And we were talking about the Free State Project, and I mentioned some of the legal issues that I've been involved in. And you said you've got a legal case as well. And I hadn't read your T-shirt yet. Mark, can you read what his shirt says there?
Selling awesomely fun contraband magnets for Bitcoin. Zen Magnets.
Yeah, and then the price actually is
point three Bitcoin.
They're contraband magnets. Tell me the story. We already know part of it because one of your competitors decided to shut themselves down over this. But tell me about the product first. What is it, and why are they contraband now?
So the product, they're just magnet spheres. They're small 5-millimeter magnet spheres, and they're sold in sets. People generally use them for art. A lot of people use them for education. Typically, it's... The audience is males that are usually 14 to 55 years old.
They're cool.
They're fun to fiddle with.
Yeah, they're like fidgety things for like an office or something like that, too.
For some people, a lot of people, too, they get really into this hobby. They spend tens of thousands of dollars building huge things that no idea how to do myself.
Right. Well, they're beautiful to look at, perfect little metallic spheres. So, yeah, I imagine they do make beautiful
stuff.
And
they're strong as well. I mean, these things hold together pretty well.
Right.
So how long have you been manufacturing these?
Our company's been in business since late 2009, and we're actually just a brand. We don't manufacture them ourselves.
Okay. So you're branding them, you're marketing them.
Right. We do the quality control. And
ZenMagnets.com. Now, we had talked about your competitor when they had hit the news that they were under attack by the federal government, the CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission. We didn't know about ZenMagnets.com at that time, but apparently it wasn't just your competitor that was being attacked. They were also going after you and another company.
Right. So originally they sent voluntary recall requests to 13 companies. Now, most of them complied, and they went around saying that, 11 out of 13 did the right thing, even though once many of these smaller companies that complied were interviewed, they said, no, they didn't agree with it, but they couldn't handle the legal fees.
So I mean, that's one of the real advantages to being the state. You don't have to pay your own legal fees. You just get the taxpayer to do it.
Right.
So you've got to pay the legal fees to defend yourself, and that can be tens of thousands of dollars.
And
you're selling some, neat little magnets, but you got to create a lot of revenue just to pay the fees to sell the magnets, and that'll put anybody out of business.
Very true.
They came at you first with a voluntary recall. You decided to not go with the voluntary recall, and you're going to going to tell us the rest here in moments. So stand by. More with Jahan Q. He's the founder of Zen Magnets. You can go to zenmagnets.com because you're still selling these.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're basically considered contraband, as your T-shirt points out here. So if you want to order some contraband, zenmagnets.com. Now, that's fun. That's my kind of thing, ordering contraband. That is right up my alley. And I see Steve Cubby in the audience here as well. We're going to talk to him later on, speaking of contraband. 855-453 is a toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls if you'd like to make them, although I think you'll be interested by the guests that we have in the studio tonight, this humongous studio, the biggest studio we've ever been in. in hall number one of the San Jose Convention Center. During the same convention, actually, the same convention center, there's a comic book convention.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Mark, you are interested in that, considering you used to work at a comic book store back in the day.
I took a walk down there and went and saw the folks in their costumes. And
did they let you in? Anymore checking badges or whatever?
There was sort of an outside area.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, kind of people are mixing together from both conventions. We're here at Bitcoin 2013. You can go to Bitcoin2013.com, and it's not too late to come out here. If you're in the California area, San Jose, or at the convention center, there's a day pass that's only going to be available for tomorrow. So if you can show up in the morning tomorrow, you get a whole full day of conference, and you get to meet some of these wonderful people here that we've had the pleasure of meeting. Now, maybe you want to come to some other event this summer that is going to have a bunch of really cool people. Well, that's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, Porkfest is happening from June 17th through the 23rd. It's at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's the northern part of New Hampshire, the White Mountains. One of the most striking visuals is just looking out across this mountain range, and it's just incredible. But it's not just the beauty of the area. It's also the beauty of the people that will be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. A lot of the same folks that are here, some of them will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's an event for people who love the ideas of liberty, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that being free is all about living life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anyone else. And if that's interesting to you and you want to meet those kind of people, then you can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, where you can get registered for, I believe, a $50 early registration fee. And it's basically a whole week of being in campground with a bunch of liberty-minded folks. It's really a blast. So we look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Shahan Q is with us. He's the founder of ZenMagnets.com, the company that actually continued to sell the what is now contraband, these tiny little magnets. You said they're 5 millimeter. Is that radius or diameter?
Diameter.
5 millimeter diameter balls. Very strong neodymium magnets, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And the federal government came at you with a voluntary recall order. Mm-hmm. Did you respond to that, or did you just ignore them?
Yeah, actually, we did respond. We sent them a pretty long letter as to a public letter.
Is that posted on your website somewhere?
It is, and it got the front page of Reddit, the
cool.
Second spot. Yeah, so that was 40,000 hits.
ZenMagnets.com, people can see it.
Yeah. Right.
What was the essence of your response
to
that?
So basically, we were saying, this is ridiculous. There are so many precedents that you guys are breaking by trying to do this. We haven't had any injuries. We've had no incidents.
The claim is some little kid's going to swallow them, they're going to pinch his intestines together, and
you have to swallow more than one.
That's true.
You got to swallow two, and then it's going to be a problem.
Right, and compared to other dangers, it's negligible. So it's safer than anything with wheels, basically. It's much safer than trampolines. It's safer than balloons.
I like which car windows.
All right.
I mean, I'm sorry, kids die every... Well,
it's true.
I think it was 6 kids a decade or something from electric car windows, you know. I mean, we can get rid of those things.
Right. They can't ban everything. It's within reason. There's a line that has to be drawn. And they've admitted that these magnets are more beneficial and less dangerous than balloons, and yet they're going after magnets, not balloons. So that's
hypocrisy. Yeah, I think balloons perhaps more ubiquitous, and they can go after the magnet people. We hadn't even heard about ZenMagnets.com.
Right.
So were these some of the things you pointed out in your response? Like, well, this is ridiculous. Look at all these other ways people can get hurt.
Yeah, basically, and it was outrage, and we're not going to do this, no way.
What's it cost your company at this point?
About $20,000 in legal fees currently.
When was this, the so-called voluntary recall? When
right, this is a while ago. So this is a voluntary recall, but then later they did a lawsuit to force us into a mandatory recall.
Hmm.
And they've done...
Is that still pending?
That's we're still in it, right. We're in the discovery process.
Is it just you, or is there the other, there's like one other company? Or?
Yeah, so there's three companies that are... targeted. Buckyballs was one. They got taken down, sort of. They took
themselves down, right?
Right, but they kind of failed because the ex-CEO became the new respondent of the lawsuit.
So Buckyballs thought that, and that was the one that we originally had heard about, they thought, well, we're just going to blow out all our inventory, we'll sell it out cheap, and we'll call it a day. But now they're coming after the guy who was the CEO.
Right.
Personally.
Right.
Didn't work for him then.
Right.
So you're continuing to sell ZenMagnets. What's the price point on these things?
So The average set in a box, the medium set, is about $40.
The box is beautiful, too. I mean, it's really the packaging's wonderful.
Yes, and it would be nice to give as a gift to somebody.
Somebody who is responsible.
Yeah, you know, a young individual who's, you know, kind of got that science-y interest.
Right.
You know, in experimenting, and I think that they'd have a great time with it.
And that's another issue, is that they're not asking for, you know, these to be treated with some sort of age grade. They've said that children...
These are too dangerous for adults, right?
Right, for everybody.
Wow.
Right now, the age limit is infinite. They're not asking for... say 16 and up like vehicles, or 18 and up like rifles or tobacco, or 21 up like handguns and alcohol. They're saying you cannot have these.
No one can have these. Who's a human being?
I can feel myself eating them now. It's like I can't control myself.
They just look so tasty.
Metal ball.
I'm being controlled by the magnets.
We're laughing, and it's ridiculous. That's why we're laughing. But this is your business.
Right. $20,000, and the average small business, I don't propose to know how large your business is, but 20 grand, I mean, that's a lot of money. That's you know, that's an employee, half a year for an employee or something. It's incredible.
This is your business. I mean, yes, we're laughing at how ridiculous the government is, because this is a perfect example of how controlling and how just sociopathic they are. They have no problem destroying people's livelihoods on nothing more than mere speculation about what might happen some point in the future with some individual who is irresponsible, as though you, who've sold, I don't know, how many, do you want to tell us how many units you've sold? I mean, it's got to be quite a few. You've sold a bunch of these things.
Yeah, tens of thousands of
sets. Tens of thousands of sets. I mean, happy customers. All of these people are people who appreciate the product and the service that you've provided. And now it's illegal, but heroically you're continuing to sell them.
Right. Thank you for doing that.
That's something that warms my heart, I have to say, because we talk a lot about on this show. Can you stick with us for another segment, by the way?
Yeah, sure.
So Shahan Q is with us from ZenMagnets.com. And I love it when business owners will actually stand up for their product and stand up for what they believe in. And in this case, you know, it's nothing more principled necessarily than your right to do business with customers who want to do business with you.
It's especially easy to continue when we get calls and emails daily thanking us for sticking in there.
Really?
And, yeah, and telling us they
every day, you're not
us
exaggerating. Every day you get calls and emails from people.
I mean,
incredible.
There are days that we don't.
Yeah.
But
there's days you get two.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Outstanding. I love this. ZenMagnets.com is where you can go to learn more about it. I want to find out more about the lawsuit. You know, you said it's actually still in process.
Yeah.
When's the next step? Is there another court date scheduled?
The lawsuit is super slow. They keep amending it because the situation keeps changing. But there's also, it's not just the lawsuit that we're facing. There's also the rulemaking, which is the straight up ban. The lawsuit.
Has the rule been made at this point?
No. There's still, that's also pending type of thing. They received a bunch of comments.
So they're banned, but they're not banned? I'm confused.
They're trying to ban. There's an effort to ban. They're technically not banned yet, but they're stomping down on it hard.
They're very difficult to find. The other companies have gone out of business.
Right. You can't find it on Amazon. eBay doesn't allow it, all because
they're scared.
Right.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. More. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at Bitcoin 2013 San Jose Convention Center, surrounded by over 1,000 people who share an interest in Bitcoin, the alternative currency, the currency that is taking the world by storm. Over $100 and something worth, like, what, $120 last time I looked. I actually haven't looked today, and so that was yesterday. Things change pretty fast sometimes in the Bitcoin world. But you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about Bitcoin there if you'd like. Of course, you can come to the conference as well and learn plenty here. The Bitcoin Store folks have the Ask a Bitcoin Expert on display at all times. So you can be a total noob, come in here, and then you'll know a lot about Bitcoin before you leave. We're going to continue with somebody who is one of my personal heroes now, Shahan Q from ZenMagnets.com, here in moments.
Spring is home buying season around the United States, and if you're looking to get a home or you're looking to sell a home, you probably have to get another one. You're going to need a loan, generally speaking, and the Mortgage Minute guy is the place to go to get your loan. His team of experts, that's Roger Schlesinger, his team of experts will help you find the best loan for you. They know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive loan. You can give them a call at 866-288-0088. Their website is mortgageminuteguy.com. They have all the information there. And, you know, Roger has been a voice in the national home loan industry for more than a decade here, advertising on talk radio. You can trust him. It's mortgageminuteguy.com, 866-288-0088, mortgageminuteguy.com.
Shahan Q is the founder of ZenMagnets.com, the premier company, the only one left in the realm of the tiny little 5-millimeter diameter magnets that are so cool, and you can, you know, put a set in your office or go crazy and get a whole bunch of them and make really awesome sculptures with them. It's a really neat product. And we were kind of talking about the story behind what happened with your company being threatened by the federal government, claiming that this is huge danger, children! Some kid got hurt with a competitor's product once or something ridiculous like that, and so they've gone after everybody who's in the business. As you pointed out before, they're not willing to even put an age limit on the product. They're saying no one, not even adults, can use these products. Careful, sir, do you realize what you're holding there? There's a man with magnets in his hand. People are looking at this right here. We've got the product here. Thanks, you've got them for sale, and your shirt advertises that they are contraband now.
Yeah. It's like you could walk into an elementary school and kill everybody there. And that's how dangerous they are. You can buy a handgun at 18 in most states, but you can't buy the Zen magnet.
I can see the headlines now. School magneting.
Right. I'm holding this in a giant convention center here. Everybody soon could be dead because I've got these magnets.
They're dangerous magnets, right?
It's dangerous.
But they really are coming after you, and they're coming after you to the point where they want you to shut down operations. You haven't done that, and I consider that to be absolutely heroic. And I wish more business owners would stand up for what they believe in, especially at a time when your business is threatened. And like, I get why business owners don't generally do this, because most business owners got into business to do business, to make their customers happy and to follow their dreams, and they didn't get into business to stand up to the state. But when the time comes, when the state's going to come down on you and it's, you know, you're going to be put out of business, why not make the stand at that point? And that's what you've done.
Right. In a lot of cases, the finances don't work out. If they can't afford to do it, then they can't do it. In my case, I was able to, barely, but I was able to. And also, I do very much believe that I don't think one group of people should be able to control another group of people if they're just doing things that are consensual and safe.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
And you're protecting really everybody in America's right to have sort of curiously strong magnet balls. Now, and this is, it seems like a little thing, but I mean, when they can come after the magnet balls, then they can come after anything.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And once they've had the success doing that, then they can scare the next group of people out and the next group of people out. And that's why, I mean, I don't think Ian's lightly throwing around the term heroic here. You're standing up for everybody who's listening to my voice. You're standing up for their right to own products that serve them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's exactly what I want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there was something that, you know, you pointed out during the break that I thought was interesting, because the company that we had talked about previously, your competitor, you were saying that there's a key difference between your product and theirs. I mean, a magnet seems to be a magnet as a magnet, but the marketing was different, right?
Right. So Buckyball is the previous industry leader, and our competitor, ex-competitor, they sometimes sold their product alongside children's toys.
Like at a toy store or something?
I think at times before they did their first recall, mm-hmm. and then they sold them, they were still available next to, say, RC helicopters and board games and such, which were arguably
like a hobby shop
toys.
Kind of stuff.
Right, right. So we have never referred to our product as a toy. We've only sold our product online. Not that we necessarily will always sell them online, mm-hmm. but we've never sold them in the same manner that might be irresponsible. So, you know,
right. They're not next to the fuzzy pink bunnies,
right,
and
so,
baby toys.
Exactly. So it's like if say, as a metaphor, a fireworks company sold fireworks next to children's toys, that fireworks company, maybe they should be targeted. But not all fireworks should be banned, and they shouldn't all just be collectively grouped together and targeted for a shutdown.
And I don't think you really need the government to do that anyway. I mean, even in your fireworks example, if enough people were upset about that and they said something to the owner of the store, he would want to change how he's doing his business, I would think, if you want
right.
to make your customers happy. That is, hey, I don't appreciate you putting the fireworks over there next to the little kids' toys. So what's next for the lawsuit? I mean, because you're still in play with this thing where they're trying to they're looking at making a rule that will completely ban these things.
Yeah.
They're suing
yeah.
you and the company, ZenMagnets.com. What's the next step?
So there's two different things that the CPSC is trying to do. They basically have the lawsuits themselves, which are against specific companies. Those are just like, targeting specific companies. And then they have the rulemaking, which is the all-out ban.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that during the rulemaking, they're required to ask for comments. And
right.
the comments that they got, they were about 95% of them were against the ban.
I bet they were. So it won't matter, though, I'm sure, in the
right,
long run.
The ones that were for the ban, those were generally like lobbyists and advocacy organizations, and yet the parents that submitted comments, they didn't agree.
Hmm. Who are these people that are for the ban, these lobbyists? Who are they backing? Is it some sort of, like, is it Mattel? Is it, you know, Hasbro?
No. There's gastroenterologist organizations. So the doctors that deal with the injuries, which I can understand.
How many of them have there been?
So there
zero
have
from
been
your company.
Zero from our company. The CPSC estimates from 2009 to 2011, they estimated 1,400 injuries, which
what
sounds
does that
like a
mean?
Lot.
Yeah,
right,
but then an injury.
Right, so then you look at the injury data using their same sources for the prior 3 years, and there was only a 6% increase of magnet injuries, despite billions of magnets sold.
Mm.
So.
And how about firecrackers? How many firecracker injuries are there every year? What
well,
do you think?
They handle. So firecrackers, it's about utility. And, you know, one person saying, well, that's not important versus another person. I mean, let's take a look at knives. This is a device that, you know, injures people all throughout the United States, but it's useful. You need it to cut your vegetables. So people will say, oh, well, we need it for that. And it's a value judgment that these gastroenterologists are making, the ones that are backing this. They're saying, well, yeah, but nobody really needs magnetic balls, you know, and that's just them making a value judgment against somebody else's life. And,
right.
You know, frankly, buddy, I'm paying you to cut my midsection open and get the balls out. And that's what you're here for. If it wasn't for the balls, then, you know, you wouldn't have a job.
It seems to me that a gastroenterologist would have no more right to urge for the ban of magnets than a cardiologist would have to urge for the ban of burgers.
Mm, great points. John, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
Right now we have kind of a work in progress
really?
Support site that's it's at savemagnets.com.
Okay.
So if you
oh,
want
cool.
to try to support us, you can buy magnets or go to savemagnets.com. And
so buy some magnets at
yeah.
zenmagnets.com and then you can go and help out at savemagnets.com.
Right. And I'd like to note that I don't accept Bitcoin yet, even though I'm at the Bitcoin conference.
Wait, you're advertising
on
your shirt?
In person, yeah.
Okay, in person.
In
so
person.
You mean online. But
online,
that's coming online?
It's coming.
Cool. Zenmagnets.com. Awesome. Thank you, Shahan, for coming on Free Talk Live. More coming up with someone else who's very familiar with Prohibition, Steve Cubby. He's going to talk about marijuana and Bitcoin, two of my favorite things combined. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Extra live from Bitcoin 2013. So glad to be here with a great group of people that are all around talking to one another and meeting new faces and friends and making business connections and experiencing new products and services. It's so exciting to be a part of this, and I'm grateful to be here tonight. And also tomorrow, Mark, you and Stephanie and Brian, I presume, are doing the live Sunday edition.
That's right.
Tomorrow night, so that will be fantastic. Or tomorrow afternoon, rather, because when we're done with the show here in California, it's still daylight out, which is a new thing for us, because normally we're on the East Coast over in our beautiful home of Keene, New Hampshire. But today we're in San Jose at the Convention Center for Bitcoin 2013. And Bitcoin2013.com is the website. It's not too late to get out here and get a last-minute one-day pass for Sunday and come on out, because there's a full day. This isn't, it's not ending early on Sunday. It's a full day of activities and discussions and things like that. And interesting people. And that's what I love about this event, is having people like Steve Cubby, somebody who I've never had the chance to meet in person until now, even though many years ago, Steve, we had you on the show. And thank you from August from freedomcam.net. Just brought us some food, which is fantastic. But Steve Cubby is with us, and we're going to talk to him in moments.
Well, speaking of Freedom Cam, I want to tell you about the Freedom Cam that I have in my vehicle. And Ian, you've got one in yours too, right?
I do, and I'm happy, very happy with it.
The Freedom Cam's a device. It kind of looks like a GPS thing, or maybe a fuzz buster.
Yeah, it's not obviously a camera.
Right.
It's not obvious.
Just sits right up on your windshield. It has a camera out the front, and then a camera into the passenger compartment, and then out the back of your window. It's kind of fisheyed, so it'll even get the side windows if you have some kind of situation, confrontation.
It has infrared as well, so if it's nighttime, it actually illuminates, and you can see what's going on.
That's correct. It has infrared.
Sorry, Steve. You can speak now. Go ahead.
I want one.
Yeah.
Talk to that man right there.
It allows, it has a GPS. GPS on it, a microphone. So you have a 8 hours worth of recording of every incident that might have occurred in the car. And then when if you hit a bump or something, you'll hear it chime like a like an angel just got its wings.
It's got a G-force sensor in it. It can tell that sort of thing.
Yeah. Right. So if you get an automobile accident, it actually saves the incident. And
pretty
so
cool.
It's the ultimate witness. If you're in an automobile accident and the other party, say, remembers things differently than you do, or you're in a confrontation with a law enforcement officer and their, you know, their story doesn't match with what you believe happened.
An objective record of the event.
You have an objective record of the event. And I don't think that...
I believe you, if you're here at Bitcoin 2013, you can actually buy one for Bitcoin, and also online at freedomcam.net, you can buy one for Bitcoin, too.
All you have to do is find August, but freedomcam.net, where for the vast majority of people listening to the show would go, freedomcam.net. And they take Bitcoins.
They certainly do. So Steve Covey is here, and it was years ago that we had you on the show, Steve, and you're still part of the Liberty community. You're not in a prison cell, because the last time I think we talked to you, you and your wife were under attack by, was it the feds or California guys? I don't even recall. It's been so long.
County Mounties.
And what were they after you for? Can you just briefly recap that history?
I can tell you. It was very simple. We passed a law they didn't like. And they went after everyone to felonize all of us to discredit medical marijuana.
You're talking about the epic 1996 Proposition 215, was it?
Yes, yes.
Which began, you know, the what is now, what, 17 states, 15 states?
You know, I see these conservatives getting so freaked out about some of the things that are being done that are wrong, that are being done by the Obama administration. But let me tell you, and let me tell those reporters, that's nothing compared to what the medical marijuana community has had to face in terms of discrimination and bullying from our own government.
Well, we can't. You know, there's a lot of parallels, really, between firearms and marijuana, and you'll find that it tends to be people from different sides of the political spectrum. But if people just tried to protect each other's rights, then we wouldn't. I mean, we wouldn't have to worry about it. It's the government people that want to take your stuff away from you. It's not right left, it's us and them.
So you went through this situation with the county Mounties. Did you prevail? What was the
I'm here to tell you that I am squeaky clean. They lost, we won.
Awesome.
I raised $500,000 thanks to my libertarian friends. I have other friends, they gave me some money. But let me tell you, if you're in trouble, your Republican and Democratic friends won't take your calls.
Wow.
Your Libertarian friends will show up en masse itching for a fight.
They are a good group, and that's why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, to be around even more liberty-minded people in a concentrated way. But you've moved into a different realm that's still related to cannabis. Kush. Tell me about this. What it sounds like a kind of weed. I think I've smoked some Kush.
Mark, you were going to ask me first about my health.
Right, and this is something I really wanted to know about, is because back in, when we had you on, it was 2004 or something like that, you were dealing with some really serious issues as far as cancer. They had put you in jail. You couldn't get your medicine.
Oh, yeah.
And, I was worried about you. What happened?
The sheriff ultimately came and personally apologized to me. He said, this is all the district attorney. We don't have any problem with you. We're going to get you out of here as quickly as possible.
Wow.
We're going to help you any way we can. But the test case put everything on hold for 2 years. Nobody knew what to do with medical marijuana patients until they settled the Cubby case. And when we won, that shocked law enforcement, really and truly shocked them. Now, ask me your question about...
So how's your cancer? I mean, is it... What happened? It was like some kind of stomach cancer?
The bad news is that the doctors at the Mayo Clinic have told me that I have somewhere between 6 months and 2 or 3 years to live, that everyone that has ever gotten this disease has died a horrible death, because I have... cancer of the adrenal gland, and so not only does it invade the organs, the bone, the brain, all that, but every cell is a runaway adrenal gland producing deadly excretions of adrenaline. So people have strokes, they have aneurysms, they have heart. It's like taking a car and just holding the gas pedal down the whole time.
Right.
It's absolutely the worst disease you could ever get. That's the bad news.
So you have 6 months to 3 years, is what they said.
Yes.
When did they say that?
They have been saying that for the last 40 years. And I'm celebrating my 40th year of survival now. I don't use any medicine except for medical cannabis. And this year I skied 82 days and covered 1.2 million vertical feet.
Wow.
So it's clear to me, and it's clear to my doctors, that given a disease in which there's no other treatment, I need cannabis to survive. I literally have life and death medical necessity for cannabis, which is turned out to be a good thing because I'm like the tar baby. They've messed with me. They know that my blood pressure can go out of control. They know that hundreds of people will assemble outside the jail. They know that cannabis smoke will end up in the jail ventilation system. They know that my libertarian friends will call them until they can no longer get any calls out. I am the biggest walking security threat that the sheriff told me that.
Thank you, Steve Cubby. I just want to hear this guy deserves
epic.
A hand.
Epic.
He is a hero. I'm so glad that you're here, too, and you look great, by the way. I mean, you absolutely look healthy, and you're involved with something new. Let's talk about what you're doing now. I mean, you've got a great history. You ran for governor as Libertarian candidate many years ago. That's how I first found out about you, was through the Libertarian Party. But you're doing something totally different now. What's Kush?
Kush came about because of a quote from Buckminster Fuller, who said, "You'll never change things by attacking them. You change them by coming up with a better model."
Bitcoin, anyone?
Exactly. Now, I've seen my friends, dispensaries, patients, under the gun with the federal government. And if you connect all the dots, it comes down to a simple thing. The government is using dispensaries as ATMs.
Mm.
I can just imagine, as they're eating their donuts in the morning, one of them says, "Hey, we need some more money." And the other one says, "Well, let's go raid a dispensary. They're going to have at least $50,000
because yep.
they can't have a bank account. We won't let them. They can't have credit cards. We won't let them."
So they got cash on hand. They go in and they take all the cash, and they don't usually charge anyone with anything, right?
No, no.
It's literally a holdup.
Yes.
It's a holdup by people with badges.
We're going to come back with more. You can stick with us, right, Steve?
Yes.
All right, more with Steve Cubby here in moments. Hour number three is on the way of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, live here at Bitcoin 2013.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
"I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing."
Reed was facing a tough choice.
"I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision."
And the result?
"I can now walk up steps, without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.